Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I have an interesting guest on the program today. We're going to kind of shift gears and talk a little bit to the business owners out there that are on their way to work or they've got an opportunity to listen, and of course, good for individuals as well. And our guest today is Justin Sack. He's an author, he's a motivational speaker and entrepreneur in his own right. And the website is jsacks.com, the letter J, sacks.com. And the book is Ultimate Business Mastery. Welcome, Justin, to the program.
Thanks so much. So great to be with you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And so you've got several businesses you're involved in, and you've done a lot of business consulting, it looks like, over the years. And you do a lot of helping business owners figure out how to make sure they're on the right track.
Exactly. One of the biggest things we notice is that business owners work in their business instead of on their business. And so if we can bring them from where they are to really where they need to be from a 1,000-foot overview, looking down on their business so that they can really see what's missing, what needs to be adjusted, and what they can do to maximize their results and maximize their revenues in order to produce the largest level of success.
That's good. And so, you know, for the business owner out there who's listening, saying, okay, yeah, I've heard, you know, that somebody needs to tell me or consult with me, what are some of the key things that you see that businesses really are overlooking? Where do they miss out? I mean, I know that it's easy because I get involved myself in providing financial planning advice to clients, that I get wrapped up in that. And, you know, obviously that doesn't give you the time to focus on the business itself. But what are some of the things that a lot of business owners overlook?
Well, I mean, you've probably seen this as well, that there's some key elements that people are most commonly just not focusing on. One of the first things is, and the biggest piece is, they think they have it together, right? And then they figure out, well, maybe they're missing something. The number one thing that we find our clients are missing is a really strongly and clear target market. Because what happens most often is they have a very clear demographic, if you will. Oh, I want women who are, you know, between the ages of 30 and 50 or what have you. But what they don't do is they don't specify more specific data that they can then use to target their clients and customers now more effectively. Things like, what books are they reading? What movies are they watching? Who are they following as far as the leaders of that industry? I'll give you a perfect example. I do a lot of work in the financial industry where you have leaders who are teaching people how to be more successful with their finances. And what we found is that all those people, all those clients that are prospects for these experts and for these service providers are reading similar books. What books are they reading? Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. They're reading a lot of Robert Allen's books, 1 Minute Millionaire and some of the others. So these key books we're able to target the readers of those books in order to specifically market to them for your products and services. This is something that's often missed, and it eliminates the ability to target a real specific niche.
So it's not just saying I want to work with women who are 55 to 70. I need to get a whole lot more lasered in on, it's not just the basic demographic, but really zero in on the kind of people I want to work with.
Right, because imagine the difference in your marketing if you were able to say, okay, this person is specifically focused on the reading of Rich Dad Poor Dad. They read Rich Dad Poor Dad, they took a lot out of it, and now I know that I can target my marketing language specifically to a reader of that book. Then we can switch gears and focus on the specific reader of 1 Minute Millionaire or, you know, The Toilet Paper Entrepreneur is another common book that we've seen for entrepreneurs.
So it's picking out and really targeting. And the next obvious question for the business owners that are listening, and I'm one, where do we get that kind of level of detail, that granular, really down to the fine point of targeting that kind of prospective client?
Well, one of the best ways you can do it is Facebook. I mean, Facebook now allows you to really look at who your demographics are. Simply by looking at some of your clients' information pages and about pages, you can tell what books they're reading, what books they're favorite, and what movies are their favorite.
Okay, that's good.
A really strong strategy that's being used by Fortune 500 companies with their large-scale marketing efforts to really focus in on those clients and prospects. And then in their advertising, they can use Facebook ads and some other very specifically targeted ads to do that most effectively.
So it's really a super, super targeted marketing. I mean, it's, you know, it's the old shotgun versus rifle approach, but this is going beyond a rifle. This is really a laser.
Exactly, because what happens is if I know you read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, I can speak directly into your life. And if I'm able to do that, you know just as well as I do that when you have a one-on-one conversation with someone, you're able to close at a much higher percentage than it's one-to-many. So that's a very effective strategy that a lot of business owners are missing right now in order to really be effective.
Good, good, Justin. Our guest today, ladies and gentlemen, is Justin Sachs, obviously a motivational speaker, author. The website is jsachs.com, jsachs.com. And we're going to take a short break. Justin, we'll be right back. Stay right there.
Many people invest without ever knowing what they pay in investment fees. When was the last time you dropped your car off for service and told them to fix whatever they want without getting an estimate first? I'll bet never. Why treat your portfolio any different? Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Justin Sachs is on the line, and he is the author of Ultimate Business Mastery. The website is jsachs.com. It's the letter J, sachs.com. Justin, before the break, we're talking about some of the things that really business owners can do to try to target their marketing much more precisely. And I think that leads into one of the questions that I know that you get a lot is, why are so many businesses struggling right now? Is it the economy, or is it lack of targeting their marketing, or something else?
Well, the simple answer to that is there's not enough revenues for a lot of these businesses. So many businesses are failing because their revenues have died and their expenses are too high. I mean, it's very simple math, right? When your expenses are greater than your revenues, you're going under. And so for a lot of these businesses, the number one thing that they need to be focusing on is increasing their sales, increasing their revenues in as smarter ways as possible. I want you to think smarter, not harder, because the smarter you think, the more successful, the more effective you'll be. So one of the strategies our clients are using very effectively is to broaden the products and services they offer to a specific target market that they have. Meaning, if I know, just as an example of my own business, I offer publishing services to my clients. So if you're an expert, a thought leader, you want to become a more credible and highly sought after expert, you'll write a book. Well, you'll also need public relations services or social media services that will promote that book once it's out. So we can couple that product and service into the offerings that we already provide to produce more revenue per client, right? So the first thing is, how do we make more money for each of our buyers that are already qualified in our business? If we can do that effectively, we'll significantly increase our revenues and significantly increase our productivity in our business.
And hopefully not increase overhead very much in the process.
Exactly.
That's interesting, because I think that's something that, instead of looking at saying, well, you know, how do I increase revenue, and the natural response for business owners is saying, well, I need more customers. But what you're saying, Justin, is yes, that's certainly an option and something we want to pursue, but it might be a whole lot more efficient to work with those existing relationships by just simply broadening and adding another level of service for that client.
Precisely. Yeah. And the other thing, I mean, you mentioned a great point, is hopefully it doesn't require a lot more overhead. What we like to encourage some of our clients to do is have zero overhead and just produce more revenue. And the way to do that is to develop a strategic alliance with someone who provides those services, so that you don't have to, in your company, you simply refer the business out, you outsource that service, and you take your profit off the top, and you have 100% profitability rather than having to have any overhead whatsoever internally.
You know, I think every business owner would love that, to have just pure profit added to the bottom line. And I guess that really dovetails into the other question I want to ask you, is what can businesses that are out there saying, you know, golly, I feel like I'm on the right track, or I'm weathering the storm, but what can I do right now to increase my revenues? And you've mentioned some of those strategies. Any other things that you've seen, or that you've coached businesses on, just pure increasing productivity without really having to increase their cost a lot?
Absolutely. I mean, there's one thing that I really recommend my business owners and my clients to do over anything else, and that is maintain the highest quality relationships with your referral partners and your best customers, because they're the people that are going to continue spending money with you and are going to continue referring you business. A lot of businesses out there are built on referrals in tough times. And so the more you can maintain those relationships, the stronger the roots of that business will grow deep, and the longer you'll be able to withstand when hard times come. I mean, there's a lot of business owners out there, regardless of what happens in this election or with what happens in the global economy, regardless of how things progress, there are a lot of business owners and a lot of experts out there that say the worst is still yet to come. And if that's the case, you know, we really need to grow those roots as deep as possible and make sure that we're prepared for when tough times come, because whether it's in a year from now, 3 years from now, or 10 years from now, tough times will come in your business. Prepare yourself now for those tough times.
Absolutely. And I think the other thing that kind of goes along with that, Justin, is that, you know, there's this old philosophy of the 80-20 rule, or where you get 80% of your profitability from your top 20% of your clients. And it would seem to me that a lot of what you're saying kind of ties into that, because it's about those top relationships, and the ones that are the folks that will be your referral partners are going to be in that top 20.
That's exactly right. And because more often than not, the people that will refer you strategic alliances, strategic connections, and areas in which you can grow the most revenue for your business are in those relationships. Because, look, I've built more business for myself and my clients through those strategic alliances because I've found people that can bring exponentially greater revenue than just one or two clients that I might sell individually. So many of us are spending our time on the phone closing one and two sales, when really we need to be developing relationships that are going to close 10, 15, 50, 100 sales because of the relationships we build. I'd rather spend my time with one person who's going to make me 100 sales than with one person who makes me one sale.
I think that makes total sense. Justin, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. The website is jsax.com. Justin Sachs is on the line with us. We'll be right back.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
Welcome back. Justin Sachs is on the line. Justin, you've got a lot of work you've done here. You've written several books, and that's, of course, available on your website, jsachs.com. You've done business coaching. You've done a lot of boot camps, I think you call them, where you work with the business owners and help them increase productivity, increase their revenue. But for the folks that are out there that are individuals as opposed to business owners, what would you say to them about some of these principles that you talk about? Would those things translate or relate to the individual in some way?
Absolutely. Well, I want to give you some real simple and strategic productivity tips that I like to recommend that make the biggest difference for both business owners, employees, and people at home. It's the most incredible strategies, and they're very, very simple and very realistic for a lot of us, but we don't think about them when we're actually going through our day-to-day life. The first thing is, don't check your email until 12 p.m. That's 12 noon. Now, for many of us, we wake up in the morning, we check our email, and what happens? We're immediately into reaction mode, and as soon as we do that, we're reacting to other people's priorities instead of completely focused on our own. So the number one thing I recommend is don't check that email. Many of us get 200, 300, 400 emails a day, and we can spend our entire day in reaction mode, reacting to the priorities of others. I want you focused solely on your priorities for the first half of the day, and then you can handle those smaller issues. The second thing I recommend that people do is don't do anything. If you're a business owner, if you're an individual, don't do anything that you can hire someone else to do for higher than your value per hour. Meaning, don't do $5 an hour work if the value of your time per hour is $125 an hour. Don't do $5 an hour work if your value is $50 an hour. It just doesn't make sense, because the value of your time is much better spent building revenue, building clients, building services, or creating better revenue for yourself as an individual than it would be for you to actually do that $5 an hour work. So I recommend that people really pay attention to those things. And the last thing is, every day, create your list of the highest priority activities. Because if you create that list so often, we're stuck on the priorities of yesterday or the day before that, and we're not focused on what the most important thing is for us to do now. And if we don't focus on today's most important thing, then those things fall behind, and we start to lose track of that which is most important to us. Specific strategies.
Yeah, I like that, Justin. In fact, that's one of the things I try to do at the end of every day. It kind of serves two purposes. One, it's a kind of a catharsis. At the end of the day, I'll sit down and say, okay, here are my top priorities I want to work on for tomorrow. And by writing them down, I kind of put them to rest so that when I walk out the door, I don't kind of roll it around and worry if there's something else I need to do or I didn't do or I didn't get to or I make sure I do the next day. So I really like that, because then when you come in and if you follow the first part of your advice, which I also like, we're so used to being so plugged in and we have our iPhones and, you know, every email that comes through, it's this feeling like we got to check every email. You know, of course, if somebody's in the service business, they need to be able to respond to their clients. But I like the idea of being able to prioritize and come in fresh and work on it.
Absolutely. It's so critical that we're spending our time in the most productive manner. People ask me all the time, how do you run 8 companies? How do you do everything that you do? And the answer is very simple. I work smart. I work very, very smart, and I don't do things that I can have other people support me with, either whether it's with a strategic alliance, whether it's hiring a customer service support center, or whatever it may be. Work smart, and then you don't have to work so hard. Or if you do want to work on it, I mean, look, people tell me, you work harder than anyone I know. I work very, very hard, but I work very, very smart, and that's how I'm able to build so much productivity into my life and into my businesses that I work with.
I like that. I think it's very easy for us to get bogged down in things that we know we shouldn't do. But part of it is sometimes we simply indulge ourselves because we like it. Or it could be simply a stalling technique, you know, that we might have that we're avoiding doing something else. So I think all of this is just about being honest with ourselves. The business folks that listen to the program know that they've got to be efficient all the time and work their business and stay focused.
Absolutely. It's so critical. I mean, for those of us who are spending our time really building something for ourselves, I mean, entrepreneurship is definitely not for everyone. And I think a lot of times people get into it and then they realize, oh my gosh, this is what I've gotten myself into. And the answer, you know, for most of us is stick your head down, fight through the adversity, because we're all going to face it. One of my first books was The Power of Persistence. And people loved that book because it was all about people who finally achieved success after working through so many challenges that they faced. I mean, it's a story of Colonel Sanders, who built Kentucky Fried Chicken and went through 1,007 no's. It's the story of Mark Victor Hansen and Jack Canfield, who published Chicken Soup for the Soul, sold over 150 million copies in over 200 languages, but were told no by 150 publishers in New York before it was ever published. So you hear so many of these stories, right, of people who finally got it, but they had to persist through that adversity that we all face at some point along the way.
Very good, Justin. We're going to take one more short break. We'll be right back. Justin Sachs is our guest today, ladies and gentlemen. jsachs.com is the website. Stay right there.
Creating a world with less cancer takes a team effort. It takes survivors and caregivers and regular folks like you and me who all unite at Relay for Life. This year, nearly 4 million people nationwide will come together to celebrate, remember, and fight back. We're the American Cancer Society, the official sponsor of birthdays. Visit us at relayforlife.org.
We're back. Justin Sachs is my guest today, and he's given us some practical tips for business and how to work smart and be efficient. You know, I have a saying, Justin, and I'm sure you've heard a derivation of this, that lazy and efficiency are first cousins. We don't want to be lazy, but we want to make sure that we're smart with our time. And, you know, one of the other questions, and you may have already answered this a little bit, but I wanted to get to it before we run out of time today, and that is, in this economy, which again, as you alluded to earlier, still has plenty of challenges, and there are different schools of thought, people have different opinions about that, but what are some of the most important steps that businesses can take today to succeed and be in the best position they can, given where we are, and also, you know, the sheer nature of the competition that's out there?
Well, one of the biggest things I coach my clients on is make sure that you are providing more value than you've ever provided before to your clients. Make sure that they are getting so much value that they are happy, that they're going to buy from you again, and that they're going to tell all their friends about you. Because if you become their best friend and their biggest ally in their business or in their lives, depending on the service or product that you offer, then they're going to come back to you tenfold. So some of my clients that used to sell, you know, two or three different products, now only sell one product with all three of them combined at the same price if their margins allowed them to, because they want to provide even more value than they ever have before. It's the law of giving back at the highest level. Another book I wrote was The Power of Philanthropy. These things, they make so much sense if you put them to play and if you really use them, right? I mean, people ask me, how the heck did you possibly create at the young age that you're at the results and the connections that you've built, because I'm connected to some of the most powerful players in my industry. And the answer is because I've spent my time giving at the highest level to them and to their clients, that they finally hear about me very quickly and easily. And so when they hear that I've provided the service that I have to them and to their clients, all of a sudden they want to do business with me, they want to know who I am, and they want to refer business my way. It's the fastest path to cash, if you will, is to build those relationships and serve them. Serve them and serve them at the highest level, and you'll notice that it rewards you tenfold.
That's very good. And, you know, one of the things you said just a second ago I wanted to hit, which I thought was really good, is if a business can do it, I can think of a couple of analogies or examples, but if a business can do it, they can add on additional service, which goes part of that leveraging the existing relationship. But if you can offer something that is maybe where that client would need to go somewhere else and would have to have another relationship, manage another relationship, expose their information, whatever it may be, to that other party, have another provider, you know, that is just, it's just another thing that takes time for them because everybody's got the same amount of time. And if you can do that in a discounted way, so, you know, for example, let's say I do financial planning work. If I added another service for my clients and I did it in a way that added high value, was very helpful, and it made it available to them at a discount and it got one-stop shopping, that would be a good way to improve that relationship.
Exactly. Be the provider of every service they need in your industry, whether by association, affiliation, or whether you provide it yourself. Be the one-stop shop so that you can maintain all of that revenue. So all you have to do is build those relationships, and then they will all come to you.
That's very good, Justin. Well, we're going to have to stop it right there. You've got gobs of good information. I'm going to direct our listeners to go to your website, jsax.com, the letter jsax.com. Justin, thank you very much for being on the program today.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
All right. Thanks for all the tips.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland, and keep up with Scott Connor by following us on Twitter at Real Money Radio.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.